Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good. He always comes in with us. And where he's at, the Spirit of God has liberty. Amen. And we definitely give him liberty in this church tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I just pray right now, Father, just have your way in this service tonight, Father. Just move and minister, Father God, the way that you would desire to move and minister. Father God, don't let us hold back anything that you've got for us tonight. But let us just have our receptors out there, Father God, our antennas up, Father God, our spirits alive unto your spirit, Father God, where our ears will hear what you have to say. Where our eyes will see what you would have us to see, Father God, and our hearts will receive your word this night and whatever you have for us this night, Father, we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, the title of my message tonight is Power Activated. Power Activated. Thank you, Deborah. That was... I have to pick on y'all. Okay, let's begin in Proverbs chapter 18.
Yay.
Amen. Now I feel more like I'm at Oasis Christian Center. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the New Living Translation, it says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So we got to be careful, don't we,
Amen. What
we say.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to start out with an example. A testimony that I heard recently, and it was about this man that had died, gone to heaven, and came back. And he was having a dental procedure, and they had put him to sleep. Well, during this procedure, he passed away. And so he found himself out of his body, looking down on his body. And then a few minutes, he heard something behind him, and he turned, and it was Jesus. And so Jesus talked to him for a bit and started teaching him about the power of words. And the Lord told him that when he was telling him about the power of words, he said, I want you to turn around and look at your body again. So he turns around and looks at his body, and all of a sudden a black vest appeared on his chest. It went from under his chin to down to his, below his stomach. And he said, he asked the Lord, what is that? What does that mean? And so the Lord told him, he said, now look at it closely. And so he got up and looked at it real close, and he saw that there were words all over that vest. I mean, there wasn't anything, any space in between, but there were just words all over it. And he said, okay, Lord, what does that mean? What are those words? What does that mean? And he said, these are words that people have spoken against you, but they're not your destiny. And we need to take care of that. So there are words carry power. There is power in words. And so those that love their life will learn to speak words full of life. Words carry power. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
And it's a very real thing. You know, so many people don't don't really think that words are important, but words are very important. And you'll have to see this. I watched it on Sid Roth on YouTube, and it's Kevin Zaday, something like that. It's Z-A-D-A-I, I think it is. And it's powerful. And another thing that really got my attention on there was the Lord talked to him about how powerful praying in the Spirit is. And he said most of my people don't realize how much power there is in praying in the Spirit. And a lot of them don't use that power, that free gift that he's given them. Amen. This is kind of a side journey. It's not about the words, but he showed him. He took him to the side of a mountain. And he showed him, he said, start praying in the Spirit. Jesus says, start praying in the Spirit. So he did. He started praying in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, it was like a sonic boom. I mean, it was just like a roll of everything was just mowed down. And there was just dirt and dust flying everywhere. And there was a huge mushroom cloud that was over it. And he said, that's what praying in the Spirit does in the spirit realm. See, we don't see the effects of it in the natural, but it's doing so much more than we even realize. So I saw that and I thought, you know, Pastor and I pray in the Spirit a lot, but I think I'm gonna kick mine up a notch or two or three. Amen. Because I want my prayers to be effective. And, you know, Jesus said, you know, you can make such a difference in this world when you pray in the Spirit. So that's just a little side nugget, okay? God's Word is very powerful, but the power of the Word isn't activated until we speak it, until we say the Word of God. Very, very important. Just knowing the Word is good. It's good to know the Word. But if we stop there, we're cutting ourselves short. Because speaking the Word will activate the Word of God. It'll activate the power of His Word here on earth. For example, I want to give you another testimony that I had read this one. And it's about this couple. They had gone to visit some relatives. They live in Colorado, but the relatives live like on the other side of Colorado. So they had gone to visit them. And when it was time for them to come back home, they were already packed, ready to come home that morning. And they had listened to the weather report, and it said that there were rain showers predicted for that day. But they didn't predict anything bad, you know. So they went on their trip. And so when they left, it was actually just barely drizzling. And after they were traveling for a while and they turned onto the main road, the rain became a heavy downpour. It was a very strong, heavy rain with strong winds, and the winds were almost like tornadoes. Winds, they were so strong, and the winds were so strong that it started pushing the car back and forth. And of course, you know, when you get in that kind of storm and that kind of wind, you want to call on the Lord. When it starts pushing your car around, you want to start calling on the Lord. So that's what they did. They prayed, and praise God, this is a praying couple. And but they said that, you know, they kept going real slow down the highway, and said that rocks were coming down and rocks were hitting their car, and there was rocks and even boulder size falling off of the side of the cliffs and stuff into the highway. And this was a main highway, and the water kept getting higher and higher and higher, kept rising up higher and higher. And then cars started sliding off the roads. a very, very dangerous situation. But, you know, they kept going like at a snail's pace. They didn't want the car to stall and somebody come along and hit them or something, so they kept going real slowly. But then all of a sudden, they lost control of their car. The water took over. It had gotten so high that the car was just swept away. And they were actually swept into a mudslide. And they grabbed hands again real quick. Here they are. They can't even control their car, and they're going down in this mudslide. And so they grabbed hands and prayed another prayer real quick. And so they braced themselves because they had no idea what was going to happen. But all of a sudden, the car stopped real fast. And what had happened was they had rammed into a telephone pole. And actually, it was just a few feet from a raging creek. Had they gone into that creek, they would have gone under immediately. So there's that telephone pole stopped them from going into that creek. And they tried to get out of the car, but the mud and the everything was so high that the doors were jammed, so they couldn't even open the car doors to get out. And so there they were, stranded in this mudslide and on this telephone pole, and there was no way to get out of the car. They're just stuck in there with the rain coming up real high too, the water in the car. And the car was stuck so bad, and the rain's coming up so far that even the sand and the water and everything was coming up over their legs. And they realized that, and so there they were. I mean, they were there for hours. They could not get out. They couldn't do anything. Well, the water's coming up. And by nighttime, they said the water was up to their neck. And so all they could do is, you know, they tilted their heads back as far as they could, and just their so their noses would be sticking out. But it was a frightening, terrible, frightening situation to be in, as you can imagine. And they prayed and prayed, and God, please, you know, have mercy and help us, God, you know, as you can imagine. And then it got to where it was hard for them to breathe because the oxygen was not coming into the car. They had no oxygen at all coming in. And so they're praying, and then all of a sudden she remembers this, thinks about this scripture that she quoted a lot. And the scripture was Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth give way, which was happening all around them, and the mountains fall into the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. What that had to come straight from the Holy Spirit. Yes. I mean, it was exactly what they were facing right then, exactly what was going on with them. And you know, that will happen so many times when you get in a situation. The Spirit will give you a scripture to speak. Yes. And there's so much power in speaking that word. Well, she kept speaking that scripture over and over and over. And then her husband started joining in with her, speaking the scripture, quoting the scripture over and over and over. And then all of a sudden, they heard voices. And so they were so thankful that they knew somebody was there, even though they couldn't see them. But they were so thankful. And all of a sudden, when they were speaking this scripture, they said that the peace of God came into that car. That's power, isn't it? The spoken word of God is powerful. It is awesome. So I think I got ahead of myself a little bit. After they did the scriptures, okay, I did skip a part, and it is a very important part in this testimony. But they said after they were quoting the scriptures, a few seconds later, that a small stone hit their windshield, and it shattered the windshield. But it did not break through. It just shattered it. And they said it was just enough that oxygen started coming in the car. Now, see, they had gone through all these boulders and everything hitting their car, and not anything broke their glass, broke their windshield. But one little stone did just enough to give them that oxygen. That was not a coincidence.
Amen.
Amen. And so they heard the voices, and the man, there was a man in outside the car and heard them, and he's like, you know, y'all just keep hanging in there. He said, I'm going for help. So he goes and gets help, and they said that all of a sudden all they knew was that their car was being hooked up to a winch, and that their car was being pulled up out of that mud. Amen. And said the next thing they knew, they heard a loud noise, and it was pulling the hood off of their car. And so they were rescued, praise God.
Amen.
And then they were taken to the hospital, and they were just treated and released. They didn't have any serious injuries or anything. So praise God, amen. Prayer and the Word of God are a mighty force.
Yes.
They are a mighty force.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So first of all, they're in a bad situation. So, you know, getting saved doesn't mean you're never going to have a bad experience again.
Right.
Amen, Amy? You know what I'm talking about. Everybody in here knows what I'm talking about. Amen?
Yes.
But God was there. First of all, they're swept away in a mudslide. So much worse could have happened in that. They hit a telephone pole that stops their car from going into a raging creek. Amen. That was God. Huge rocks falling off the side of the mountain, hitting their car, but did not bust through any of the glass, was a miracle. That was another miracle of God. Then, right when they are giving out of oxygen, a tiny little stone hits their windshield and shatters it and gives them oxygen again. That was God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then someone shows up to rescue them. Amen. So speaking the word drove out the fear. Speaking the word drove out the fear. Amen. And it turned the word spoken, their prayers, and the word spoken out loud.
Yes.
See, she could have been just thinking those scriptures. It wouldn't have carried the power. It would not have activated the power. But she started speaking the scriptures out loud. And then her husband joined in, and speaking the word out loud carried power, activated that power, and brought the presence of God on the scene, amen, and brought help to them, and they were brought out of a very serious situation. The power of the spoken word. The power of the Word of God, amen. God is so good. So good. Now, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 35. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. We're talking about the power of activating the Word of God. When we speak it out of our mouths, when we say it out of our mouths, it activates that power, and the power of God goes to work. Ezekiel 37. Starting with verse 1, says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. Now prophesy, some people get a little nervous about prophesy. But prophesy means to speak. It means to say. Amen. So prophesy upon these bones and say unto them. It says, say unto, say. There's that word, say. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them about, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say, are you a son of man? Amen. And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. So I want to stress to you tonight that he said unto the dry bones, amen, thus saith the Lord. So when we speak scripture, when we speak the word of God, we are saying, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We are activating God's word. There is power in the word of God. There is great power in the word of God. When you say what God says and don't waver, it changes things in the natural. Amen. And the thing that we do so many times is we cut it short because we don't see it instantly. We don't see it right away most of the time. Sometimes, yes, and that's a good thing, but it's not always. See, he even spoke to the bones, and they had flesh come on them, and they had sinew come on them, but then he had to speak to it again. Amen? And he had to command the breath to come into them. So it's not always we're going to say it one time. We're not going to speak the word one time. We have to say it over. We have to speak the word over and over and not waver off of speaking the word over our situation. See, there's places in our lives that need life. Amen. There are places in our life that need life. They might as well be dry bones. Amen. So we've got to speak the word of God, and we've got to prophesy what God's word says. See, too many times we're prophesying what it looks like. Well, that's just the way it is. No, well, it is if that's the way you look at it. And if you don't do something about it, if you don't go to God and then you don't speak and start prophesying to your situation, if you're not prophesying the word of God, if you're not speaking to that mountain, if you're not speaking that situation, then it's, you know, there's no power in it.
That's right.
We can't expect it to change.
That's right.
We can't expect it. Amen. We've got to speak God's word over it, and we can't get off of it. We've got to be like an old bulldog. When he catches on to something, when he latches on to something, he doesn't let go of it. Amen. Glory to God. See, we go by our feelings so much. We go by what it looks like so much. Or we go by what they say so much. I'm telling you, we've got to learn to get mad about those things. We've got to learn to get mad at the negative reports. We've got to learn to get mad at the things that are coming against our finances, at the things that are coming against our bodies, about the things that's coming against our families. I'm talking about not flesh getting mad. I'm talking about getting mad in the spirit realm. Amen. Having a Holy Ghost fit. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's pretty sharp. Amen. And it's cutting up the enemy. The enemy that's trying to come against you. It's just cutting him to pieces. And he don't want us to say the Word of God. He doesn't want us to speak God's word because it's doing something. Amen. When we speak the word of God, he has to let go. He has to let go. See, and he doesn't want to let go. So, and then he might just ease it off just a little bit. Then you'll quit speaking it. And then all of a sudden, well, there it is again. You got to pick that thing back up and start speaking it again. Amen. Get a hold of the Word of God. Get a hold of your sword. Amen. And use the sword. See, God says that His words are spirit and they are life. They are life. So we're going to start speaking life to some situations. Amen. We're going to start speaking life to those things that are coming against our life. They have no place. Jesus did everything on the cross. Hallelujah. So that means that we have a right. It is ours. All the promises of God belong to the child of God. Amen. So when the devil comes to you, start trying to put something on you or trying to take something from you, see, he steals, kills, and destroys. So when those things are coming against you, don't think, well, that's just life. That's just the way it is. Change that situation. Change it with the words of your mouth. Amen. Get you a prayer partner. Get you a person that, you know, sometimes we have to have our hands lifted up. And so there's nothing wrong with that. Let somebody else join in with prayer and agreement and speaking the word over you in your situation. Amen. We need each other. In these last days, we really need each other. Amen. We really, 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 because in the last days, see, the enemy is going around. He knows that his days are short. His time is short right now. And so he's going around rampage here and a rampage there. And so we've got to step it up in the spirit realm. And don't let those things that come against you get you so discouraged that you just want to give up. You've got to recognize, see, recognize what it is. Recognize that it's the enemy. It's not just your coworker. It's not just your boss. It's not just that family member. It's not just this or just that. But there is a spiritual force behind that. That's right. And we have got power over him. Amen. 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 And so we're going to start using that power that we've got, that God's given us. Amen. Amen. I just want to speak over you tonight. So just receive what God has for you. I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one here tonight. I speak life in the name of Jesus. Life to your flesh. Life to your body. Life to your mind in the name of Jesus. I speak forth healing to your body in the name of Jesus. I speak forth strength, the strength of God coming into your body. Not our strength, but God's strength in Jesus' name. I speak prosperity in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy that would try to steal and kill and destroy in areas in your life in the name of Jesus. I speak your children coming to the Lord in the name. Stronger than ever before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, they are the generation that is going to be on fire for God. Hallelujah. They're going to be a part of this revival that's coming on in the name of Jesus. They're going to be stronger than we ever were in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan is a liar and the father of lies, and will not have it, will not have it, will not have it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise if you receive it tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's not quite through. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Walls breaking down. Breaking down walls in the spirit realm. Glory. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. I bind weakness in the name of Jesus. That weakness that the enemy's trying to put in your body, I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I declare in the name of Jesus, you are strong. Yes, you are strong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wanda, let's pray for your daughter tonight. Amen. If anybody else needs prayer for you or your family or anything else, I'll ask you to come on up tonight. Amen. And Pastor. Hallelujah.